In the United States, Australia's former Prime Minister John Howard has received the Presidential Medal of Freedom at a glittering White House ceremony. Mr. Howard was honoured for his role in promoting freedom and peace at home and around the world. The Medal of Freedom is America's highest civilian honour, and past recipients have included South Africa's Nelson Mandela and Pope John Paul II. Washington correspondent Michael Rowland was at the White House for the ceremony.
It was one of the president's last official functions before leaving the White House, and it was a veritable living history of the Bush administration. Cramming into the ornate East Room of the White House were the likes of the former Defence Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and fellow architect of the Iraq War, Paul Wolfowitz. It was somewhat fitting given Mr. Bush was about to honour two original members of the so-called Coalition of the Willing. The former Prime Minister John Howard and Britain's former leader Tony Blair were given a standing ovation as they entered the room. Also being honoured was Colombia's President Alvaro Uribe. Mr. Bush spoke warmly about Mr. Howard and reflected on the former Prime Minister's turbulent political career.
He's won some and he's lost a few. There was even a time 2 decades ago when he thought his days of political leadership might be over. A comeback, he said, would be like Lazarus with a triple bypass. Man's got an unusual way of speaking.
The president told the audience about the bond he and Mr. Howard forged in the days after the September 11 terrorist attacks. Mr. Howard was in Washington on that fateful day, and Mr. Bush says it was at that time that he gained one of his staunchest allies in the so-called War on Terror.
But this man who saw the burning Pentagon on September the 11th, and who comforted the survivors of Bali, never wavered in his commitment to overcoming this great danger to civilization. He never wavered in his support for liberty.
Mr. Bush also spoke glowingly about the former Prime Minister's character.
He's a man of honesty and moral clarity. He can make a decision. He can defend it. And he stands his ground. That's why I called him a man of steel. In the character of John Winston Howard, we see that fine Australian spirit of standing by your mates.
The president then personally put the Medal of Freedom around Mr. Howard's neck, the former Prime Minister beaming throughout the small ceremony. He may not be so happy about all the criticism he's attracted for spending the night at Blair House, the White House guest residence, in doing so inadvertently bumping the Obama family from the 119-room mansion. A White House spokesman, Tony Fratto, insists there's no controversy.
We've explained the use of the Blair House a number of times, and I think we have a good understanding with the Obama family on that, and we look forward to them being here and being in the neighbourhood.
Mr. Howard and his wife Jeanette will spend the rest of their Washington stay in a hotel. In Washington, this is Michael Rowland reporting for AM.